Now back to the WATK AM 900 Arby's Breakfast Club. Here's your Breakfast Club host, Gary Hartle.
Good morning again, everyone. 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, Wednesday morning, the 25th day of July on the Breakfast Club. And our guest in this segment of the program is the Nimble Will Nomad, M.J. Eberhardt, and goes by the nickname. One of his nicknames, I guess, is Eb, according to his website. And I don't want to give him a big head here, but he's an author, a retired optometrist, Armed Forces veteran. He's been hiking and backpacking since the early 1980s and was raised in the Ozarks of Missouri. Now lives off the beaten path in Georgia, trying to prove that I do my homework on this program. I hope that's all correct. 71 years of old, of age? 73, okay.
Thanks for having me.
His current adventure is hiking the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin, which brings him to Langley County. And our little radio program, this visit arranged by our pal Joe Jopak, who has been with us several times, a big advocate of the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin. And Eb, good morning. Nice to see you on the radio program. You'd probably rather be out hiking, but it's good to have you here at Arby's this morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
And let's start with the nickname, the Nimble Will Nomad. What's that all about?
There's a little community that's about all that's left as a church at the base of Springer Mountain in Georgia, close to Dahlonega, and it's called Nimble Will. And that's where I lived for 5 years at the base of Springer Mountain, which is the beginning of the Appalachian Trail. So I just... You get your trail name two different ways. You either pick one you like or you get one stuck on you because of something stupid you did. So I picked mine early on rather than getting something stuck on me. But the Nomad, you can figure out. The Nimble Will comes from a little community, and the Nomad, I guess you've read enough to figure out where that came from.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your love for hiking. You know, some folks like to get on a bicycle and some get on a canoe and like to do some of those things. It sounds like hiking is your thing. So what's the story? What's the pull to that?
Well, there's one word that describes anything that we get overly consumed with, and that's just passion. And it's a deep-seated passion from childhood. Everybody can associate and understand the love of nature, the joy we find in going to the woods, if nothing more than just for a short walk on the afternoon. It kind of all started there. I was a country boy. I was raised in a little country community, and my daddy was a hunter, and my grandfather was a hunter and a fisherman, and so it's in my blood, and to have that passion to this day at age 73, it's a blessing given to me. And I, every day I get up, if I can put my pack on and go, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, sounds tremendous. You've hiked, I believe there are 11 national scenic trails, and you've hiked just about all of them, and that's what brings you to Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
And how about your trip through the Badger State? Where did you start, and where do you end up?
Well, this trail starts at Pottawatomie State Park up by Sturgeon Bay, and it seems to kind of wander around aimlessly, but in fact there's a purpose behind the route that's chosen, and that is the remnants of the last ice age some 10 to 13,000 years ago, where the glacier stopped and melted and receded, left deposits of a lot of really funny named things, of which you have some around here. So I'm following that. I went down around Janesville, clear down there, and now I'm on the northern leg of it, which pretty much is concluded here in Antigo, and then I'll head west, and it follows around this old remnant of the last track of the Ice Age some 1,100 miles, and I'll conclude this hike out in a place called St. Croix Falls State Park next to the Minnesota border. That's what the Ice Age Trail is about, and I'm having a hootin' good time.
It looks like you are. Anything special about this trail? You've been all over the country. You've hiked up into Canada, we understand, from Florida to Canada, right? One of your endeavors?
Yes. one of the things that struck me early on with this trail and continues to really kind of overwhelm me and impress me to the depths of my heart is the Ice Age Trail is an old trail. It's not as old as the Appalachian Trail, but I think the dreamers who thought about this type of a long distance hike were around probably at the time that some of the folks were that created the Appalachian Trail. So you have a heritage here that goes way, way, way back. One of which is sitting next to me here, who has loved and worked and poured his life into making the Ice Age Trail what it is. Some 40 years, I understand, Joe's involved in it. The trail is made up of not only things of nature and a tread on the ground, it's made up of people. And the thing that has impressed me the most, and as you say, I've hiked a lot of National Scenic Trails. This will be number 10. So I've gotten to know the organizations and the people behind these other trails that make their hearts beat. And this trail, I'm telling you, the enthusiasm, the level of love and drive and determination of the people who are putting this together and keeping it going has just been incredibly impressive to me. Every day I meet somebody that's enthusiastic to the point where you think, well, you know, so you got this going day before yesterday. What are you going to do tomorrow? Sort of a thing, and it's been going on all these years. So the love and the drive and the determination, the dedication of the people of this organization that make this trail is what has really impressed me, Gary.
Yeah, and we've had Joe on here many times. You talked about passion, and Joe's certainly passionate about the Ice Age Trail and a lot of other things, too, classic movies and other things we've talked about. Ev, you've written three books. One of them is called 10 Million Steps. Then you have Ditties, a book about poetry, and Where Less the Path is Worn. You write about profound inspiration. What's that all about?
The poetry thing kind of came on me in a rush, kind of like you're walking along and a lightning strikes you. And it was there and went away almost as fast. There was just a period in my life where I had the desire to create poetry. And really all I was a conduit for that, a form through which the words materialized and were put on paper or recorded. Gary, there's words in some of those poems that I had to look up in the dictionary to figure out what the heck they meant. But yes, I never had a real purpose in hiking other than I enjoyed being out with nature and I enjoyed the challenge of it. Most of the people who hike a trail long distance are doing it for cancer. They're doing it for, a brother who was down for some reason or another. There's some cause that everyone hikes for, and my cause never amounted to anything until a couple of years ago. And I'm looking through, if you had a chance to read any of the entries in my guest book on my website, the word that just permeates almost all of those entries is inspiration. So when I hike and when I write about my journeys from day to day, people follow me through my journal entries and they get inspiration as a result of that. So my purpose now in hiking is just to make it possible for the armchair hikers, for the people who are bedbound or for one reason or another don't want to or can't hike, have them have the ability to get out with nature and to see what's going on and to read about it. I've got my journals, of course, and my website has albums there of photographs and videos. So kind of a long answer to a short question, but I'm driven now to be the conduit through which the love of nature can be purveyed to everyone.
And is there a there's probably no such thing as a typical day where you put on the same number of miles each day. You do sort of the same thing, and that may be the attraction to it too. That you never know what's going to happen.
Well, there's a routine, of course. And if you can get into that slot, you know, if you're batting 500, you want to keep batting 500. So you try to stay in that slot. Whatever you're doing, you don't need nobody helping you when you're at that point. So there is that aspect to it. But that hazy blue that's out there, that horizon that you can't quite see exactly what's over it, there's a word that describes that. It's that fire we got down in our gut that keeps driving us and pushing us, and it's called wanderlust.
That's what it is, huh?
Wanderlust.
It sounds like a tough endeavor, this long-distance hiking, you know. Your website says that most of the hikers who fail, fail is probably not the term for me to use, but who don't accomplish their intended objective, it's not because of the physical challenges, but the mental challenges. What are some of the things that make it so tough to go on a hike that's so long and so many miles?
Oh, yeah. And it's the statistics behind that, and I don't know how really firm they are, but I'm inclined to believe them the longer I'm involved in it and the more I know about it and the more I study it and the more I feel it in my gut, that you have three aspects to a long-distance hike. And these three aspects basically are involved in our daily lives no matter what we do. And those, and I describe them as three journeys. You have the physical journey, the mental journey, and the spiritual journey. And they're interwoven in a way that's hard to separate. What makes it different when you're on the trail is the challenge of the physical aspect of it. And this is where the statistics look goofy. The challenge of the physical aspect of it is the very least of it. And you'd say, well, the Appalachian Trail is 2,150 miles long. You're out there and you're carrying a 40-pound pack for 6 months up and down the hills and through the woods and in the rain and with the blisters and the pain. And that's not the biggest part of it? No, it isn't. The biggest aspect of it, Gary, is the mental. Fully 80% of the success factor in people who do long-distance hiking is based on not necessarily overcoming the limitations of the mental part of it or necessarily mastering them. It's just learning to live with who you are as a person. Now, when you leave here this morning, you get in your car, you turn your radio on, you go downtown, you meet your friends, you do all this stuff, you turn on the TV when you're home. You got all these distractions that keep you away from thinking about who you are as a person. And I don't know about you, but I'm a jerk. And I'm a jerk. And it's taken the longest time for me to accept the fact of who I am. That's the mental challenge. When you're on the trail, you're out there hours and days and weeks with no distraction. You can't turn the radio on. You can't run downtown. You can't do all the things you'd normally do to keep you from thinking about the really important things. And that's why 80% of the people who can't hike long distances give it up and go home is a mental challenge of it. And if you can overcome that, and if you can learn to accept who you are as a person and deal with it, guess what's left then? If you want to talk about it, we can. Then that opens up the avenue to the spiritual journey. And I can get very melancholy and I can get very philosophical about that, and we don't have time, I'm sure, for all of that.
We might have a little time for that. You'd be surprised how much time we have.
Okay.
The less I talk, the better it is. So let's talk about that.
The spiritual journey? Yeah. I came to that bridge, and I crossed that bridge. On my website, there's a page in there entitled The Three Wise Men. I don't know if you opened that and read that. If you haven't, I'd encourage you to go back and open that page and read about the three wise men. The three wise men, this is just an analogy. The three wise men are the physical journey, the mental journey, and the spiritual journey. The first one is the easiest to accomplish, or the easiest to master. And I mentioned to you, you wouldn't believe that the physical aspect of it is the least of it. The mental part is the second. And once you can overcome that, once you can learn to live with yourself and deal with yourself as a person, who you are, the jerk that you really are, even though you want wisdom and you want peace and you want all these things in your life, more than anything, you're still who you are, and you have to try to change that and live with it. And the way that's done is by crossing a bridge from the mental journey to the spiritual journey. And to do that, this bridge is a suspension bridge. It's very long, and it's very narrow, and it's very high. And the only way you can cross that is to put your faith in something other than your own human instinct. That bridge is a bridge from the mental to the spiritual. And once you've crossed, then you're with all three of the three wise men. And that journey then becomes not only physical, mental, but spiritual. So this is the biggest part of what my hike is, the biggest part of my day, the biggest part of my success is not what I do, it's what is given to me and what I'm permitted to do and the blessings that come to me as a result of giving my life up to God.
You're making me think.
So you're the one that said we're going to talk about it, okay?
I'm glad we did. I think I'm going to skip my day job today and I'll join you on the three wise men.
Well, it is enticing, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. Especially since you know you don't have to worry about the physical part of it anymore.
Right. Our guest on the program this morning is the Nimble Will Nomad, MJ Eberhardt, and he is hiking the Ice Age Trail in Langley County right now. Not right at the moment, but I suspect you'll be out there pretty quick again. And Joe Jopek is here, too. We may say hi to Joe in a couple of minutes. The Nimble Will Nomad, MJ Eberhardt, Eb, is with us on the program today. The 27th day of his hike on the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin, and 700 miles under your belt, Eb. Taking a break today, I guess. The Jopeks are going to put you in the lap of luxury today?
Yes, and what a wonderful trail community this is, and a trail town here in Antigo. You got every conceivable need that any hiker could hope for, and when you're invited into the home of one of the locals and one of the people who's been deeply involved in the trail, it's a blessing. And so I said, you know, my mama didn't raise any dummies, so I've accepted their kind invitation to spend an extra day. I've hit the trail real hard. You've got some beautiful sections of trail just south of here, the Dells, everyone that has ever heard of trails anywhere. At least has heard about the trail through the Dells, and I thoroughly enjoyed my hike. It's just a splendid place. There's a couple new sections of trail here now that the Ice Age Trail goes through that's been opened up since my maps were made, and I found out about them, and I went in and hiked them. And so right around your community here, you not only have a beautiful trail town for through hikers, but you also have some really nice sections of trail that families can go to, they can take their children to. They're not all that long, they're not all that terribly challenging, but they're just beautiful. And if you folks out there, if you haven't been to the Dells, shame on you.
And let's talk about your website briefly in case folks would like to say, hey, who is this guy? And learn a little bit more about your travels. Where can they find you on the web?
Oh, thanks, Gary. And I'd be able to put in a little plug for myself here, my little commercial this morning. It's just www.nimblewillnomad.com, and NimbleWillNomad.com. It's a family oriented, it's a very nice website. It's a clean, pure website. So
very simple to operate.
Yeah, and you can open it up for your family and your children. So I'd encourage you all to take a look at it, and hopefully you'll see some things in there you like. Read about the Ice Age Trail. It's a beautiful trail.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun talking to you this morning. I knew it would be, and it's a real pleasure to have you on the program, so thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Gary. It's been a pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your hike through Langley County, especially, and the entire Ice Age Trail. Not a lot of people have done that, 50-some people, I guess, and that puts you in pretty elite company.
Thanks for your encouragement. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And Joe Jopek, how about a couple thoughts here? Eb was talking about the people that are part of the Ice Age Trail. It's got to be a hoot to hook up with guys like him.
Oh, most definitely. That's one of the real bright spots in our experiences over the years, is that we've met people like Eb and also Ed Talone and Tom Teeples, who we had on last fall. They're just phenomenal people. And to meet these people, and like Eb said, they have a motive for moving on. But it's a real community. And that's what we're beginning to find this morning in the conversation with Eb. I identified one of our chapter members who lives right down the road, who used to maintain a host spot on the Appalachian Trail, of which Eb encountered in 1998. So it's really connecting the dots, and that's what a trail does. It puts people together.
Yeah, and sometimes people need brats.
Most definitely. Friday we're going to have our chapter brat fry at Lakeside, and to help raise funds for building and maintaining the trail. Yeah, it's a lot. It's easy sometimes to build a trail, but to maintain it over the years is very critical. So we use the money for that, and we'd appreciate anyone to come and join us. And I don't know if Eb will stay around for it, so people want to meet him. But we'll have the brats there, and there'll be some chapter members to answer any questions.
Sounds good. Good having you on the program, Joe, and thanks for hooking us up with that.
And thank you.
Yeah, what a great morning. We want to thank everybody for coming in.